This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the courage method helps you choose to stay in patient hearing mode where every instinct tells you to react. 7 steps that keep you listening when pressure demands you fight back. In short, patient hearing mode collapses under pressure because instinct moves faster than intention. The courage method gives you a structured path through the moment when a difficult person says something that makes you want to react. It works because it replaces impulse with a sequence you can actually follow. Staying quiet is not the same as staying in patient hearing mode. Structure does not slow you down. It stops you from saying what you will later regret. Each step of the method builds on the last, keeping you present and in control. Definition: patient hearing mode is the deliberate practice of remaining fully attentive to a difficult person while managing your own reactive impulses in real time. It requires active self-regulation, genuine curiosity about the other person's position, and the discipline to understand before you respond. There is a particular kind of failure I have watched happen more times than I can count. A capable, well-meaning person walks into a conversation with a difficult colleague, a frustrated client, or an angry team member. They fully intend to listen. They want to stay calm. Then the other person says something dismissive, unfair, or just plain wrong, and every good intention evaporates. The response comes fast, it comes sharp, and the conversation is gone. The problem is not character. It is not weakness. It is that patient hearing mode requires structure, and under pressure, most people have none. They are running on instinct alone, and instinct in a charged conversation almost never produces the response you actually want to give. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the courage method as a framework for making high-stakes decisions with confidence. In Chapter 7, I describe courage not as the absence of fear, but as the choice to act with clarity when everything inside you is pushing for reaction. That same architecture applies directly to the moment when patient hearing is hardest, when someone says something that activates every defensive instinct you have, and you have to choose, in real time, to stay present and keep listening. This article gives you that framework in full. 7 steps. Each one explained in plain language, shown in use, and connected to a specific challenge of staying in patient hearing mode with difficult people. Why patient hearing breaks down before you even notice. Patient hearing does not collapse at the end of a conversation. It collapses in a single second, at the moment a trigger fires. The other person's tone shifts. They say something you know is untrue. They interrupt you for the third time, and something tightens in your chest. That tightening is the signal. Most people miss it, or notice it too late. What you experience in that moment is your threat response activating. Your body reads the social pressure as danger. If you want to understand what is happening neurologically in that instant, this explanation of the amygdala hijack and how it blocks communication under pressure lays it out clearly. The short version: your thinking brain gets overridden, and you react from the part of you that is trying to survive, not the part that is trying to connect. Without a clear framework, patient hearing mode has no chance against that sequence. Structure is what gives you somewhere to go when instinct takes over. The courage method. 7 steps for staying present. The courage method, as I outline in Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time, is built for high-stakes moments. Each letter represents a step in a deliberate sequence. In the context of patient hearing, each step is a specific act of self-regulation and attentive listening. Step 1. C. Collect information. What it is. Before you form any opinion or prepare any response, your only job is to gather what the other person is actually saying. How it works in patient hearing mode. Number 1. Silence your internal commentary. When the other person begins speaking, notice if you are already composing your counterargument. That internal voice is the enemy of genuine listening. Consciously set it aside. Number 2. Listen for content, not just tone. Difficult people often deliver real information through an abrasive delivery. Your job at this step is to separate the signal from the noise. Number 3. Notice what they are not saying. Gaps, pauses, and deflections carry information. A person who is loud about one thing and silent about another is telling you something. When to use it. Every single conversation with a difficult person. This is always step 1. You cannot work the rest of the method without the raw material this step produces. When not to force it. If the conversation has escalated into personal attacks or the other person is not actually communicating, this is the moment to pause the exchange entirely rather than attempt to collect from chaos. Example, your colleague snaps at you in a team meeting, saying your project timeline is unrealistic. Your instinct is to defend your numbers. Instead, you collect they are under pressure, they are worried about something specific, and they use the word unrealistic twice. That is information. Eamon's note, most people think they are listening when they are actually waiting. Collecting information means genuinely not knowing yet what you're going to say. That discomfort is exactly where patient hearing lies. Step 2. Outline the options. What it is. Internally map what you could do next before you commit to any one path. How it works in patient hearing mode. Number 1. Give yourself 3 options, not 1. Most people in a reactive moment see only one option, respond immediately. Force yourself to name 2 more, even if they feel wrong. I could ask a clarifying question. I could reflect back what I heard. I could say nothing and let them continue. Number 2. Hold your first instinct lightly. Your first instinct is almost never your best option in a charged conversation. Name it, then set it to the side. Number 3. Choose the option that keeps the conversation open. Patient hearing requires the conversation to continue. Any option that closes it down is the wrong one at this stage. When to use it? Whenever you feel the pull to respond immediately. That pull is your signal to outline your options first. When not to use it? If you are in a conversation where a clear boundary is being crossed, outlining options is not a substitute for a direct response. Know the difference between a difficult conversation and a harmful one. Example. After your colleague's comment about the timeline, you outline defend the numbers, ask what specifically concerns them, or simply say tell me more about what you're seeing. The third option keeps them talking and you listening. Eamon's note. Outlining your options is a 2-second internal act. Nobody sees you do it, but it changes everything about what comes out of your mouth next. Step 3. You. Understand the impact. What it is. Consider what is actually at stake for the other person, not just for you. How it works in patient hearing mode. Number 1. Ask yourself, what does this situation cost them? Difficult people are often difficult because they are afraid, overloaded, or feel unheard themselves. Number 2. Separate their behavior from their underlying concern. The behavior may be frustrating. The concern beneath it may be legitimate. Number 3. Let that understanding soften your posture, even if it does not change your position. You do not have to agree with someone to understand why they feel what they feel, when to use it, especially when the other person's reaction seems disproportionate. Disproportionate reactions almost always have a history behind them. When not to use it. Do not use this step to excuse repeated harmful behavior. Understanding impact is not the same as absorbing blame. Example. Your colleague's sharpness about the timeline makes more sense when you consider that they were held accountable for the last project overrun. Their concern is real, even if their delivery is poor. Eamon's note. Understanding impact is the step that turns patient hearing from a technique into something closer to genuine empathy. Building those empathy bridges in team communication is what makes listening mean something beyond mere politeness. Step 4. R. Review your values. What it is. Before you respond, reconnect with what you actually stand for in this interaction. How it works in patient hearing mode. Number 1. Ask one question. What kind of communicator do I want to be in this moment? Not in general. In this specific moment, with this specific person. Number 2. Check whether your intended response reflects those values. If your next sentence is one you would not be comfortable saying in front of someone you respect, it needs rewriting. Number 3. Trust your values as an anchor. When the pressure is high and instinct is loud, your values are the steady ground beneath you. When to use it. Anytime you feel the conversation pulling you towards a version of yourself you do not want to be. When not to use it. Do not let the step become an excuse for saying nothing when something needs to be said. Reviewing your values should give you the courage to speak clearly, not a reason to go quiet. Example. You value direct, respectful communication. The sharp reply forming in your head is direct, but not respectful. You revise it before you speak. Eamon's note. Leadership is not about having all the answers. It is about having the courage to act when you do not. I wrote that in Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time, and it applies here exactly. Patient hearing is a leadership act, whether you hold a title or not. Step 5. A. Act with conviction. What it is. Respond clearly and directly from the position you have arrived at through the first 4 steps. How it works in patient hearing mode. Number 1. Say what you have heard before you say what you think. What I'm hearing is that you're concerned about the timeline holding up under real project conditions. This signals that you are actually listening. Number two, be direct about your own position, but do not lead with it. Patient hearing does not mean passive agreement. It means understanding before asserting. Number three, use plain language. This is not the moment for careful corporate phrasing. Clarity matters more than polish. When to use it? Every time. This is where patient hearing becomes patient and effective. Listening without eventually speaking your position clearly is not communication. It is just silence. When not to use it? If the conversation still has more to uncover, delay your position statement. Sometimes the right act of conviction is to ask one more question. Example: I hear that the timeline is a real concern for you. I want to make sure we've looked at the same assumptions before we land on a number. Can we walk through it together? That is conviction in service of connection. Eamon's note: if you are unsure how to start this kind of difficult conversation in the first place, this guide on starting difficult conversations that are blocking your team's progress gives you a clear opening sequence. Step 6. G. Gauge the reaction. What it is. After you've spoken, pay close attention to how the other person receives it. How it works in patient hearing mode. Number 1. Watch for nonverbal signals. A shift in posture, a change in eye contact, or a slow exhale can tell you more than words about whether your message landed. Number 2. Notice if the temperature of the conversation rises or drops. If it rises, you may have triggered something you did not intend. If it drops, you are likely on the right path. Number 3. Stay in patient hearing mode here. This step is not about confirming that you were right. It is about reading whether genuine communication is happening. When to use it? Immediately after you speak. The few seconds after your response are as important as the response itself. When not to use it? Do not treat this step as an opportunity to reread the conversation for signs that you won. That impulse will close down your listening immediately. Example: after your response, your colleague uncrosses their arms and leans forward slightly. That is a signal. The conversation has shifted from combat to collaboration. Eamon's note: gauging the reaction keeps you in the present moment rather than retreating into your own head. It is the step that separates someone who delivered a message from someone who actually communicated. Step 7. E. Explain your rationale. What it is. When appropriate, share the reasoning behind your position or your approach. How it works in patient hearing mode. Number 1. Explain without justifying excessively. One clear reason is worth more than 5 defensive ones. Number 2. Be transparent about your intent. I stayed with your concern before responding because I wanted to make sure I understood it correctly is a sentence that earns trust. Number 3. Invite their response. End with a question or an open space. Patient hearing does not end when you have finished speaking. When to use it? When the other person seems confused by your response, or when transparency about your process will help build the kind of trust that psychological safety depends on. When not to use it? If the rationale behind your position is self-evident, skip this step. Over-explaining signals insecurity, not clarity. Example: I wanted to hear your full concern before I responded, because the last time we rushed this kind of conversation, we both left frustrated. Does that make sense? Eamon's note: explaining your rationale is an act of respect. It tells the other person that you took them seriously enough to think carefully before you spoke. Choosing the right step to lean on in the moment. The carriage method works as a full sequence, but in real conversations, different steps carry different weight depending on what is happening. Here is a practical reference. What is happening in the conversation? The step to emphasize. They're speaking and you want to react immediately. See. Collect first. Delay your response. You feel cornered and see only one option. O. Outline at least 2 more paths. The reaction seems disproportionate to you. Understand what this cost them. You are about to say something you might regret. R. Review what you stand for. You have listened long enough and need to speak. A. Act clearly and directly. You spoke and the temperature has risen. G. Gauge before you continue. They seem confused by your position. E. Explain your reasoning simply. The method works because it gives you a direction to move in when instinct is pulling you backward. You do not have to use all 7 steps consciously in every exchange. With practice, the sequence becomes a habit, and habits run even when pressure is high. For the complete framework as I use it in high-stakes decision conversations, including how it applies to leadership moments beyond patient hearing, see the full treatment in Say It Right Every Time. The three ways people undermine patient hearing without realizing it. Learning a framework is the beginning, not the finish. Here are the patterns I have watched people repeat even after they understand the method. The mistake: treating patient hearing as a technique for appearing calm, rather than a genuine act of listening. Why it happens: the method feels like a performance when you first use it. You focus on doing the steps correctly rather than actually attending to the other person. What to do instead? At step one, ask yourself, am I listening to understand or listening to respond? If the honest answer is the second one, stop and start again. The mistake: skipping steps 2 and 3 because the conversation is moving fast. Why it happens: outlining options and understanding impact feel slow in a charged moment. The instinct is to get to the response as fast as possible. What to do instead? Use a deliberate pause. A single breath, a nod. Even the phrase "give me a moment to think about" that buys you the seconds you need. The mistake: stopping at patient hearing and never reaching step 5. Why it happens: some people mistake extended listening for good communication. They listen and listen and never say what they actually think. What to do instead? Patient hearing is the foundation, not the whole house. Acting with conviction is what makes the listening matter. If you want a model for how feedback fits into this, this guide on giving feedback that strengthens team performance shows you how to move from understanding to clear response. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building the muscle. From conscious method to natural response. The courage method is not something you master in a single difficult conversation. You build it the way you build any real skill through repeated, deliberate practice across a range of conditions. Start with conversations that are mildly challenging, not your most volatile colleague or your most fraught relationship. Use those low-stakes exchanges to practice steps 1 through 3, just the collecting, outlining, and understanding. Get those 3 steps running reliably before you add the rest. In the first 2 weeks, expect to catch yourself after the reaction, not before it. That is normal. The value of those moments is in the review: what triggered you, which step you skipped, and what you would do differently. The deal method for resolving conflicts pairs well here for the repair conversations you will need to have during that learning period. By weeks 3 and 4, most people find the pause coming before the reaction, not after. By week 6, the sequence runs without conscious effort in most conversations. The truly difficult people will still test you, but you will have structure to reach for, and structure is everything when the pressure is on. This also connects to how high-stakes decisions are made with the courage method, where the same 7-step sequence applies at the team level. What do you carry with you? Here is the truth of it. Patient hearing mode is not a gift some people are born with. It is a choice, made in a fraction of a second, in the middle of a conversation that is trying its hardest to provoke you. The courage method works because it turns that choice into a system. It gives your better instinct somewhere to stand when your worst ones are doing the shouting. You will not get it right every time. I certainly did not, across 6 decades of learning this the hard way. But the method means you will get it right more often than you would without it. And in the conversations that matter most, more often is enough. Practice patient hearing mode with the same seriousness you bring to any real skill, and watch how different the difficult conversations become. Frequently asked questions. What is patient hearing mode? Patient hearing mode is the deliberate choice to keep listening to a difficult person even when your instinct tells you to react, defend, or withdraw. It requires active self-regulation, not just silence, and create space for understanding before you respond. How does the courage method support patient hearing? The courage method gives you a 7-step structure to work through in high-pressure moments. It slows your internal process, keeps you gathering information before reacting, and helps you respond from your values rather than your instincts. Why is staying in patient hearing mode so difficult with difficult people? Difficult people trigger your threat response. Their tone, their words, or their behavior activate the same instincts that make you want to fight or flee. Without a clear framework, good intentions dissolve the moment real pressure arrives. Can you use the courage method in real-time conversations? Yes, the method is designed for real-time use. With practice, The 7 steps compress into a mental habit. You learn to collect information before reacting, outline your options internally, and choose your response rather than fire it automatically. What is the difference between patient hearing and just staying quiet? Staying quiet is passive. Patient hearing is active. It means attending fully to what the other person is saying, managing your own reactions internally, and remaining genuinely open to understanding their position, even when you disagree or feel provoked. How long does it take to build patient hearing as a consistent skill? Most people notice real improvement within 4 to 6 weeks of deliberate practice. The early work is about catching yourself after the reaction. Over time, the pause comes before the reaction. Consistent practice with low-stakes conversations builds the muscle for harder ones. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.